Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sharon W. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page XX, the forward to the second edition, the paragraph beginning, alcohol being no respecter of persons, through two paragraphs ending presently, join us on the high road to a new freedom. We'll be commenting on both paragraphs. Today's readers are Mary P., the 12 steps, Lisa L., the 12 traditions. I've got Barbara W. reading the text, Penny L. C. on a vision for you. Kara L. is our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter at the end of the meeting will be Kaylee R., and announcements will be Robin P. The share ID for Tuesday, March 15th. The 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,684. That is 18684. This morning's Wednesday, March 16th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,687. That is 18687. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you, Sharon. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary. And now I'll ask Lisa L. to read the 12 traditions, please.
Yes, hi, this is Lisa L. from Ohio, a compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page XX, the forward to the second edition, the paragraph beginning, alcohol being no respecter of persons, and reading two paragraphs, reading through presently join us on the high road to a new freedom. We will comment on both paragraphs. I will now ask Barbara W. to begin reading, please. Thank you.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Good morning, everyone. Barbara W., recovering compulsive overeater from Seattle. Alcohol being no respecter of persons, we are an accurate cross-section of America. And in distant lands, and same democratic evening up process is now going on. By personal religious affiliation, we include Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and a sprinkling of Muslims and Buddhists. More than 15% of us are women. At present, our membership is pyramiding at the rate of about 20% a year. So far, upon the total problem of several million actual and potential alcoholics in the world, we have made only a scratch. In all probability, we shall never be able to touch more than a fair fraction of the alcohol problem in all its ramifications. Upon therapy for the alcoholic himself, we surely have no monopoly. Yet, it is our great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer may begin to find one in the pages of this book and will presently join us on the high road to new freedom. Wow, these two paragraphs are absolutely loaded. What I love to hear about democratic evening up process, democratic means fairness to me. And right from the gate, it is decided, well, actually not from the gate, from this book, in this edition, it is showing the acceptance of all persons, all humanity. And I absolutely love that. The acceptance means no matter how far down the scale I've gone, no matter how whether or not I have an affiliation with anything or not means nothing. It means that I want recovery and I'm willing to go to any length. Pyramiding, I realize, means not just going up in growth, but expanding out, which meant to me means more understanding of what it is, to be in recovery, and the understanding that it's just not a few people going up and growing and few groups, but it's just expanding. It's like a balloon, only a balloon might pop, but this particular pyramid grows incredibly. And the last thing is, it is our great hope that all who have found no answer may begin to find it in the pages of this book and will presently join us on the high road to a new freedom, and I add it, in a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. Oh, a hope is something that it's just, for me, it was something, it was what drew me to this in my old age. I'm 76. Hope is a wonderful thing because I take it personally. My hope is my recovery, not only is a wonder for myself, but most of all is a great service and example to those I could help, whether I'm sponsoring them, whether I'm just talking them, whether I've outreached to them or they've outreached to me. There is a new freedom. There is a freedom beyond our disease. To me, that means the incredible amount of serenity and peace. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I will now take a list of those who would like to share. I would like to ask that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And again, we are sharing on the topic and the literature that we have read. And we'd like you to keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Go ahead, let's have start with your first name, initial, and the state you are calling from.
Donna W. Jody, California.
Nancy L.
Jody.
Donna
M.
B.
Beth C.
All right. I missed two names. I've got Donna W. from California, Jody E., Beth C. And there were two others that I missed.
Nancy L.
Donna B.
Donna B. Okay,
Kathleen,
take a few
O.
more. Kathleen O. Gotcha, Kathleen. And one or two more?
Sherry K. B.
Sherry K. B.
Laura S. T.
Was that Laura S. T.?
Laura T.
I'm sorry, Laura, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
It's just a T.
Oh, Laura T. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start there. And if you'd please, when you introduce yourself, just say where you're calling from. I missed that. But I've got Donna W., who is from California, then Jody E., Beth C., Nancy L., Donna B., Kathleen O., Sherry KB, and Laura T. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, thanks so much. This is Donna W. calling in from Palo Alto, California. Grateful for my abstinence, my recovery today, and that I choose God and recovery. And oh my God, I just love reading this, you know, sprinkling of this and that 15% of women. And, you know, in OA, we've got so many more women and we've got sprinkling of so many more different, you know, we're a diverse bunch. And I get to meet people like literally now from all over the world. I've been to in-person meetings in Paris, in London, all around the U.S., and it's just amazing because we can be so different, but we can all be so much the same. And, you know, whatever I'm dealing with, I get to meet people who maybe have dealt with that or they've got other things going on. Like, I'm just not alone. I get to have a a community. I don't have to figure things out myself. And I don't have to trudge this road alone. And, you know, part of the disease is this isolation and this feeling of being terminally unique. And I read a book that that like the antidote to addiction is connection. So our fellowship is a big part. You know, we connect with a higher power and we also connect with our fellows. And I'm grateful that I don't have to be alone today, and that there is a solution. And all I have to do is today. I don't have to figure anything else out. All I have to do is today. And I'm so grateful for all the learning that I have on this line every day. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna W. Next up, we've got Jody E., followed by Beth C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. I am a compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. So this democratic evening up process is such a wonderful thing. This disease is no respecter of economic class or race or creed or age or gender or sexual orientation. It will affect anybody. And that's a beautiful thing because as a result of that, we see that we are all brothers and sisters in this program, and we are no different. When we have this disease, we are a compulsive overeater, and it doesn't matter what else we are. I would love to know the status of the membership of Overeaters Anonymous today. Is it growing? I would think so. I have a feeling that it is. Since I've come to a vision for you 10 years now, it has felt like a renaissance, like a blossoming of recovery to me. I don't know what the true picture is, but I hope, certainly hope, that it's growing. Because this food problem in all its ramifications is huge. We are up against a billion gazillion dollar industry of food processing, and we need this solution for so many, many people, and more all the time as processed food makes its way to the corners, all corners of the earth. So it is certainly my great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer may begin to find the one that I have found in the pages of this amazing book and will presently join us on the high road to a new and wonderful freedom. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. Next, we have Beth C., followed by Nancy L.
Good morning. This is Beth C., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater from Florida. The one sentence that really jumped out at me from these two paragraphs was, in all probability, we shall never be able to touch more than a fair fraction of the alcohol problem in all its ramifications. A fair fraction. And how is it that I have been so blessed to have found it, to have found this group, to have found recovery? How am I among that fair fraction? And that is the grace of God for me. My journey to OA began meeting someone who was in OA, not related to OA, but she shared with me what she had, and it was an absolute God-ordained meeting. And from that, I slowly began to think. I didn't come around right away. It took several months, but my interactions with this woman, who is now my sponsor, really helped. And I can only give credit to God that he put us together And by his grace, I am here. I am among the fair fraction of compulsive overeaters who are striving for recovery. And I am so grateful for that. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much for sharing, Beth. And next up, we've got Nancy L., followed by Donna B.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Nancy L. in Arizona, formerly Colorado. I used to just kind of have that antagonism when I started coming into OA because they weren't like all from my church. By a long shot, they weren't. They were a diverse group of women and men that were absolutely desperate, just like me. So I was talking to my sponsor and I said, I just don't feel comfortable here. And she shared with me, well, Nancy, you know, when you first came in and you were had spent 5 decades in the food, 5 decades of ruining relationships, ruining my body, et cetera, et cetera. You were so desperate. If you had walked in and OA was only willing to accept you if you were this particular religion, would you have stayed? And I said, I wouldn't have even sat down on a chair. I would have turned around on about face and be out of there and definitely be dead by now. I was so close to ending my life. And she asked me about the acceptance. Can you accept OA as it is? Can you rejoice in OA that what it has done for you, how it has changed your life, and it's changing the lives of others, and leave the rest alone? We do not need to judge others or try to fix others. All we need to do is come in as one people that cannot handle their food no matter what they've tried. And they can choose their own loving God and receive the recovery that we've received today. So I was grateful that she pretty much just told me like it is. And ever since that day, I agree with her. And I totally agree with this book. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks again.
Thank you, Nancy L. Next up, we've got Donna B., followed by Kathleen O.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. I'm so excited to be on the phone live this morning. I've had a tough time getting up with the time change. I too am struck by the reminder that only a small fraction of people who have this addiction find their way to recovery. And I think as time passes, I cherish the gift of recovery more and more. I've shared that I don't have a concept of a higher power, but I do have an experience of a higher power, in that every morning I ask God to keep me sober and abstinent. And at the end of the day, I thank God for keeping me sober and abstinent. And there are certainly plenty of times during the day, mostly at night, in which I feel the desire to volume eat. I just want to feel full. I have this fantasy of being entirely stuffed and satiated, and then I have not a problem in the world. And when that happens, I pray that God relieve me of the obsession of food, and I reach out to my fellows and ask for help, ask to be seen, ask to be reminded that there is a program of recovery available to me, and how fortunate I am to be one of those who have recovered. And at night, there are times I go to bed and I'm just amazed. I reflect on my day, which are largely pretty mundane, the same day after day, but there's a sheen of awe and amazement and just glitter, because I didn't have to eat compulsively. I didn't have to hate myself. I didn't have to wonder when I'm going to die. I got to be present for the good and for the bad. And I'm grateful for that. And this great hope, I certainly share that hope that all who need us will find us and will be willing and inspired to do the hard work that it takes to become one of the recovered. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. from Denver. Next to share, I have Kathleen O. and followed by Sherry K.B.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Kathleen O., recovered in California. And, you know, like Barbara said when she started us off this morning, that everyone is accepted. You know, we are all inclusive, never exclusive. And I had found no answer anywhere in literally 30 decades of searching for a solution to my food problems. But I finally found the answer in this book. And joining all of you on this high road to freedom has been nothing short of a miracle. To fit in the same clothes year after year, I had to laugh the other day because somebody referred to me as little. And it makes me laugh because I'm not little, I'm 5'7". I wear a size 10 shoe. So to have someone say that just makes me chuckle. But I'm so grateful that I'm no longer killing myself with enormous amounts of food. I don't do that anymore. And the freedom of not even wanting those poisonous foods, you know, I align myself with this power rather than aligning myself with food. And freedom comes from connecting with this power and that can do for me what I can't do for myself and connecting throughout the day. So I don't think of food every moment of every day anymore. I think of God and how I can be useful. You know, I'm God-centered rather than self-centered. So we get to experience a spiritual awakening, and that's a personality change sufficient to bring about recovery. And that change is how I feel, how I think, and how I act, and being interested in how I can help others. So my focus isn't on myself and what poisonous foods I can kill my body with. I mean, that was a living hell. It's rather, how can I be of service? How can I be useful and helpful to others? And that's where I get the freedom, and that's where I, you know, I have a full life and a happy life. You know, so my great hope is that if you're still suffering and haven't found the answer, that you too will find the answer in this book. And, you know, just keep coming back. Don't leave. When things get tough, and things have gotten tough for me, I have not been perfect in program, I never leave. I stick around. I stay connected to all of you. I stay connected to my higher power. You know, this really is the last house on the block. And you too will know a new freedom and a new happiness. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your share, Kathleen. And next up, we've got Sherry K.B., followed by Laura T.
Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry K.B. in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thanks for your service, Karen and everyone on the line, and Team Wednesday. And welcome newcomers and anyone on the line that's new or has been around or whatever you want to call yourself. You know, I really get touched by these two paragraphs because, you know, when I first came in 34 years ago, in and out of the rooms, stayed but wasn't always present in the rooms, you know, it took me a long time to find my way. And I didn't, you know, people said, don't let things get in your way, Sherry, you know, like other people's religions or, you know, because this is a spiritual program. It's not a religious one. And whatever you find to take you out of the rooms, the food will bring you back into the rooms. And so that's why I've stayed. I've tried different, I call branches of OA. and, you know, because to me, this, my disease does not respect me at all, would like to see me dead. And I remember hearing on the line a long time ago that, you know, this disease is like being kicked to death by a bunny. And because, you know, my disease will look for excuses not to to include myself for various reasons. So I know that for me, there's people that are of all religion, and I respect that a lot. And I also respect the fact that this is a spiritual program. And that how important that is, that it's a different, there's a big difference there. because spirituality is a direct relationship with a power greater than myself, which I need for my to be able to have a relationship with my higher power, because it's the only way for me, this person, can stay abstinent happily and contently and neutral around the food, and that I can stay recovered, which means that the obsession has been removed. And also, just when they talk about the fractions and everything, and what I want to say is I'm happy to see that more men have come into OA since I started. I think that's so wonderful, because we had a small percentage of men. And also that, you know, this, unfortunately, the success rate in OA has, you know, it's like 2 or 3%, not 15%. But I'm hoping since Zoom and people have gotten into these incredible meetings that we are increasing that, and just that we have no monopoly, and that it is that I found recovery in these pages, and so can you. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry KB, California. Hi, we are on page XX.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got one more on this list, and then I will take which is Lord T, and then I'll take another list of about 4 or 5 people. Just 2 gentle reminders. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day. And this meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. Okay, go ahead, Laura T. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. This is Laura T. I'm a compulsive overeater in Texas. I have about 60 plus days of abstinence after a pretty extensive relapse. When we read these pages this morning, I thought, you know, I've led a pretty small, protected life, not venturing out very much. And although I don't think any of us think when we're, you know, young people, oh, gosh, when I grow up, I want to be in Overeaters Anonymous, or I hope I can be in a 12-step program. This program has offered me something that goes far above and beyond just a spiritual program. It has enlarged my life in multiple ways. And one of those ways is that I now know and can hear about and understand all different kinds of people. I don't feel like I have to go in a room and look for someone who looks like me or who I think lives like me. I know that I can find something in common with all these different kinds of people. You know, I talk to people now in Ireland and in Canada and in England and in Israel and all over the world. So look what this program has brought us, has brought me. It has, you know, opened these doors to not only understanding the spirit and understanding a higher power and believing in something besides myself, but has given me this opportunity to know all these other people and to recognize all of us as humans. And I'm just very, very thankful for that. I'm very thankful to have my eyes opened as I travel this road. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, I'm going to take a list of about 4 or 5 names. And again, just remember, please, if we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so that everyone can have a turn and share their experience. I'm ready.
Tamara C.
Excuse me? I heard Tamara C, and then I thought there was someone else after that. Star one to unmute. Okay, go ahead, Tamara. Let's start with you. I can take some more after that.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., very gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in California. About this disease being no respecter of persons, I've heard people tell their stories with like very, very painful backgrounds, very painful experiences in their childhood. And I've had heard other people tell their stories of, you know, a very loving, supportive childhood. And so this disease seems to not require a certain set of circumstances. Just for whatever reason or for no reason, I have this disease where my ego, my self-will, thinks that in order to protect myself, my character defects must rule. And in the suffering of it never being enough, I eat. I don't need to focus on why do I have this disease, just that I have it and that there's a solution. And I want to talk about the line, like, we shall never be able to touch more than a fair fraction of the problem. And what this brings up for me is that I have at times been just overwhelmed by the suffering in this world, not just those in this disease, but just in the world or even in those close to me. And just feeling like, what can I possibly do? And I actually had a sponsee give me an answer in her own thinking this week. She said, what I can do is I can recover. And just a really good reminder for me, what I can do is I can grow in recovery. My higher power is fitting me to be of maximum usefulness to others. And I can just put it all in God's hands, put myself, put the suffering of those in this disease, just put it in God's hands and the suffering of the world. And I can daily give up my course of approval seeking, trying to manage my image, trying to control people and circumstances. Instead, I can create space from a higher power who knows how I can be helpful and is able to give me everything I need to do God's will today. My higher power, who's personal to me, can inspire me with action to take and words to say that will help those in pain and hopefully encourage them to join us on this freedom road. And you on this meeting, you've all done that for me. So thank you for the part that you play in keeping me on this healing road. I pass.
Thank you so much, Tamara C. Okay, a little reminder on where we're reading. We're in the big book on page XX, the forward to the second edition, the paragraph beginning alcohol being no respecter of persons, reading through two paragraphs, ending with presently join us on the high road to a new freedom and commenting on both paragraphs. And I can take another list. Please star one to unmute and I'll take your name.
Judy B.
Judy B.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Kara L.
Kara L. And I can take one more.
One East in.
One East.
One East. Yeah, like Juanita, but One East.
Perfect. Okay. We can stop there. I've got Judy B., Elaine B., Kara L., and Juanice. And Juanice will share her initial one, she speaks. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Judy.
Judy B. from Arizona. I really appreciate the sharing so far. And I realized that I came into the rooms in the third edition. So it's been a long time, but I've had a lot of relapses and a lot of learning experience. I also know that recently my daughter-in-law asked me, she's concerned about one of her children, and she reminds me of me and when I was young. And she said, I'm so worried about her. And she said, why do you think she's like that? And I said, because for me, I believed that that was the only way that God could get my attention. I don't think he's a mean God because of these rooms. I think he's a loving God, and he wants a relationship with me. And without my compulsive eating that brings me to my knees and devastates me, I don't have a chance to live a free life. And I'm very grateful to be back. I've been abstinent for about a month now, and I just got myself a sponsor. I'm so grateful because the emotions are kicking up better than ever now, and I know there's a solution through working the steps, and I'm grateful for all of you. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Judy B., for your share. Next up, we have Elaine B., followed by Kara L.
Thank you so much. This is Elaine B., recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts, and grateful for this meeting and this reading. You know, a cross-section of America. I love we're a cross-section of America right on this meeting. I remember actually talk when we just had the 7 a.m. Eastern time and the 8 a.m. Eastern time meeting of adding a meeting at this time so that people in California and on the West Coast, Arizona, all those states out there didn't have to get up quite so early to participate in the meeting. And so I love that we are a cross-section. I'm here in Massachusetts, and we're all over the state, I mean, all over the country and all over the world. I love the international. I always love hearing somebody from another country that are here. And, you know, the only thing that qualifies us when we come in and that keeps us when we want to stay at the beginning is a relationship with food that does not work for us. And I am so incredibly grateful that, you know, I found this program because it helped not only my relationship with food. I did find an answer here at the end. It said those who have yet found no answer. I found an answer here. I was able to find how to get proper boundaries around my food, proper accountability around my food, proper insight around my food so that I could live a life beyond the kitchen and beyond the restaurants and the drive-thrus. And I'm so very grateful. And I'm not the only one. You know, we've got hundreds of people on these lines, meetings springing up everywhere. It's just really exciting. And it says at present, our membership is pyramiding. And I think it's big at the bottom and smaller at the top, but it's just the opposite. And I see that here, you know, these new meetings coming up on Zoom and at night and in the morning and all over the place. And what it's just so exciting. And yet here, this fellowship continues to grow. And it is just so powerful to me. And, you know, I just want to express again that I came in here for the food. But this last part, you know, I came in for the food, but I have presently joined you on a high road to new freedom. And I found that, yeah, food is 1A, part of step 1, and 12B, second part of step 12. But this program really does help me with all my problems today. I do know a new freedom and a new happiness, and I am so incredibly grateful. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. Next up, we have Kara L., followed by Wani.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Good morning to my fellows. Thank you for everybody who shared today and, you know, participated in my recovery today. And everybody giving service on the meeting, thank you. Now, I was just sitting here thinking, and, you know, the second edition was written 16 years after the first edition, approximately 20 years after, you know, Bill and Bob found each other. And I'm struck by the great miracle today that just 20 years later, they're talking about worldwide fellowship. They're talking about accessibility to everyone. You know, that's that. The growth is incredible. Just to have this spread is incredible in 20 years. You know, down the road to where we are today, I don't have a second thought about a 12-step program of somebody who's suffering because they're just there. But here we're talking about you know, 20 years after they met. And, you know, women in different religions and men and different faiths, everybody, you know, and that to me, you know, reminds me of the power of my higher power. Something like that could happen, and that, you know, yet is there a great hope that all those who have yet found no answer may begin to find one in the pages of this book, and will presently join us on the high road to a new freedom. You know, it's humble. You know, we found recovery, and we hope that you can come with us. It's here. We're willing. We want everybody to find freedom. And today, that's my hope, you know, and I look at these pages today, I get to have that freedom because I work these steps every day. I get to have that freedom because I'm willing to check in with a higher power every day and say, I don't know. I don't know how to do this and I need help, please. You know, I get it on everything. You know, today I get to look at situations in a different way. Instead of what did you do to me, I got to say, God, what's going on here? Because I don't know. Help me, please. And I get to have, I will tell you, for those, you know, newcomers who might be on this meeting or old timers or anybody, the freedom is here. And everyone gets to have it. Find a sponsor, go to some meetings, you know, work this program like your hair is on fire, like we often say. Because we do want you to join us. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. And our last share for this morning is Juanice. Go ahead and take us out, Juanice. I believe we've got two minutes. You can do a two-minute share. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Absolutely. Oh, man, what a good meeting today. My name is Juanice N, as in Nancy. And I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And just so grateful that, as we just heard, but I have to just say it out of my own mouth, my way, that this program is for everybody. You don't have to be ultra religious to recover. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to have any special talent or maximum intelligence or any of that, to surrender to God, a God of your understanding, and be able to recover. That was so comforting for me, for someone who had found not even a resemblance of an answer, because I tried so many different things to stop eating myself to death, and nothing worked. And then to find out that all I had to do was just let go of the debating society, as the big book talks about, and just listen to someone else who was already recovered, and then I could too recover and not have to pay a penny to do it. Man, I'm so grateful. This thing is really the best thing, the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. And the comfort that I get today, the high road for me, is humility and seeking and hungering for more and more humility. And that's where I find my peace. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Juanice. Thank you so much for that share. Thank you, Team Wednesday, and all who shared this morning. And thank you for letting me, Sharon W., be your moderator this morning. We are going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny C. please read a vision for you? Her book is meant to be suggested.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.